This call is being recorded.
Hey, good morning, Evan.
Hey, good morning, Ian. How are you today?
I'm good. Hey, everybody. This is our third podcast. This is Ian and Evan with FantasySportsUS.com. And we're going to get into week three of the NFL. Let me just go over some high-scoring games. I like to do that. You know, if you're looking for some cash plays, you always want to look for high-scoring games. And the Thursday night game, I really don't like, so pass on that one. Arizona's in Buffalo. It's 47. That's a good play. Jacksonville and Baltimore, they're playing in Jacksonville. That's 47. Good play. Green Bay, Detroit, 48. Indianapolis, San Diego, 52. And let's see what else. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia games, 46. I think that game's going to go 50. So have a look at that Pittsburgh, Philadelphia game. But anyway, Evan, why don't you just start out and let us know what's going on?
All right. Well, I love the calls with the scoring, potential scoring games. The only thing that we got to be careful with is a lot of these games, unfortunately, there's weather concerns, especially that Baltimore-Jacksonville game, which I'm a huge fan of, but I want to really see what the weather situation is going to be over there first before I commit. And the good thing about doing this podcast early on a Thursday for me is usually we've been doing it on Saturday morning just so that the listeners know, and by that time my research is pretty much done. Right now I'm kind of in limbo on a lot of things, so I'm hoping, Ian, you're going to be able to straighten me out on some things. So maybe should we start with quarterback?
Sure. Well, who do you like this weekend?
All right. Well, with quarterback, it's funny. I'm a big fan of the mid-tier again. I'm loving myself Marcus Mariota this week in the matchup against Oakland, who's been really terrible in the passing game. I'm looking at where I just lost my train of thought. I had the guy written down, and I can't find him now. Hold on. Where the heck is it? You got to excuse me. I'm on the wrong page. Here we go.
That's all right.
I got it.
That's all right.
Marcus Mariota, Eli Manning is someone that I'm really interested in against the Washington Redskins. Pittsburgh lit them up. Dallas lit them up. They're in a good spot. Eli Manning is a standalone guy for me. I'm not really interested in so many of the parts, except maybe like a Sterling Shepard. There is Big Ben, Ian, you called it out. I think that's a sneaky game. Even though the point spread over-under isn't as high as we typically like. And I also like both quarterbacks from the San Diego-Indianapolis game in a potential shootout. How about you?
Well, for cash games, I love Ryan Tannehill. Love him. He's on FanDuel, he's 7,400. Great, great value. I think they're going to just destroy the Browns. The Browns are decimated. They're using a quarterback who last week their coach said that wasn't even ready to start. Now this guy's ready to start 4 days later. So I think that Miami game, Ryan Tannehill's going to do really well for cash. As far as GPPs, Mariota is my first pick, and Luck is my second pick. So, you know, we do have some interesting games coming up. But, again, cash, Ryan Tannehill, Luck and Mariota for GPPs, and that's where I'm at. I'm narrowing this down. You know, I'm not picking five or six quarterbacks anymore. I just want to narrow it.
Yeah,
those are the three I have it narrowed down to right now.
Well, that's great. You're way ahead of me at this point. I'm still up in the air in a lot of spots, like I said. But it's nice to know that we agreed on a couple of spots already right from the start. That's usually a good sign. Only concern I have with Tannehill is I don't have much of a concern. I mean, I think he's going to have a great game. My concern only is that he has such a good game that the passing game gets, you know, thrown out the window because they get up so high. That's the only red flag I have with it, really. But it's not much of a red flag because if they get that far ahead, he probably did his job. So, yeah, I think he's a great cash play.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and especially on DraftKings, it's a PPR. I mean, I love them on DraftKings because you're right. I mean, if they're up 28-7, and all of that volume is going to come through the air because Miami has no running game. So, you know, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I really think Tannehill for cash is a great play this weekend. But anyway, let's move on to running back. What do you got for running back?
Well, running back this week, I'm usually kind of paying down at the position. This week I'm paying up. I'm completely paying up. D'Angelo Williams is my favorite running back on the slate. Pittsburgh's just going to ride him. Le'Veon Bell is coming back next week. I could see D'Angelo Williams getting another 30 touches very easily in this game. He's my number one back on the entire slate. My second back, just so you know, I want to add this in. DraftKings changed their main slate rules that they don't include the Monday night game anymore. FanDuel has filed suit now. So we don't have a Monday night hammer anymore, but we do have a Sunday night hammer. Ezekiel Elliott is my second favorite back on this slate. I think he's going to run right through Chicago. Chicago's a mess on the defensive line and the linebackers. Actually, the whole team is a mess. I think Ezekiel Elliott can have a great game. And I'm going to give you a guy that I'm not going to play. And I'm probably going to get a little hate for this for saying I'm not going to play him. But I'm not going to play Melvin Gordon. Even though the Colts are terrible against the run, I've just seen him throw up so many duds along the way. And the game flow of this game, I expect to be like a really high volume passing attack from both sides. So I'm not going to play Melvin Gordon. But my two narrowed down running backs, this is one position I have locked down, D'Angelo Williams and Ezekiel Elliott.
Nice. Okay, no, I can definitely ride with those guys. I'll tell you who I'm on. And again, it's weather dependent, is DeMarco Murray. I really like DeMarco Murray in this situation. This guy was a top five running back 2 years ago, and when he went to Philadelphia, he was a dud. He just didn't fit into that system. But with the new team, he's doing really well the first 2 weeks, and I really think he's got a real big upside. So I'm going with DeMarco Murray. I am going with Melvin Gordon. Here's what I think about Melvin Gordon. Last year he didn't even score a touchdown. This year he breaks out of the box. 2 weeks in a row he's doing really well. San Diego's, they don't have much. So even in the passing scheme, he's going to be involved. So I am using Melvin Gordon. Who else do I like? There's a couple of good guys. Charles Sims. Charles Sims is in a great spot. Theo Reddick down? Who's this?
Amir Abdul is out. Yeah,
Amir Abdul is out. Theo Reddick is going to get a lot of volume. There's talk of Dwayne Washington getting some touches here, but I think Theo Reddick. I think Theo Reddick's a good play.
He's a great play. He's a great play, and the reason he's a great play is simple. Green Bay, is it just me or Green Bay just doesn't look right to me? And I think they're going to come out in their home opener strong. I expect Detroit playing from behind. And there's talk of Eric Ebron possibly missing this game. So if Ebron is out on top of it, Reddick is going to get targets in the red zone, targets in the game. The game script sounds good. Yeah, on DraftKings, full PPR, I like that call a lot.
Yep. So that's where I'm at. And on the high end, like you like Williams, I like David Johnson. So, that's where I'm at with the running backs. And again, folks, we're just trying to narrow this down because, we don't want to give you six, seven, or eight different players in each spot. So, we like to keep it slim here. So we're going to move on to wide receiver.
Yeah, I agree. We definitely are trying to streamline our choices as much as possible for you guys to make it easier. My final article will come out probably Friday or Saturday, and it'll be much further streamlined down to like four guys per position as per usual. So, yeah, I agree. We don't want to overload.
No. Wide receiver, what do you got for me, wide receiver?
Oh, boy, what don't I have? This is, again, I'm not paying up here. This is the position I'm paying down for. There's so many guys in the mid-tier. Odell Beckham, I can't. There's word out that Norman is going to shadow him now. I mean, he lit him up last time, but I'm not sure I want to spend up at that position this week. There's a lot of interesting guys. I'll start in that game, though. Sterling Shepard has an amazing matchup. He's way too cheap. He's been targeted 12 times this year so far, and he has 11 receptions. He's the second, either the first or second wide receiver leading out of the slot in receptions, and he's having a great season. He has a great matchup. I love him. Stephon Diggs, that game script, he's going to be popular. He's going to be very chalky because his price is down. But that game script against Carolina, I mean, I expect Minnesota to be down. They're one-dimensional. Adrian Peterson is gone. I have no faith in their running game. My season-long league is basically in trouble now because I got Adrian Peterson, unfortunately. I expect Diggs to have a game. There is another guy where the Kelvin Benjamin is still way too cheap against Minnesota. It's a tougher matchup, but, you know, with no running games outside of really Cam Newton, getting a lot of targets. And my last guy is actually with the same last name, Travis Benjamin, in that San Diego game. I mean, he surprised me with the amount of targets he was getting and the effectiveness he had. Colts secondary is still really banged up. And, again, you know, the reason I'm going to go back to running back for a second. Reason I'm off Melvin Gordon again, I think just the pass game is going to be so heavy in this game. And I think Travis Benjamin really fits the flow of this one.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good. My wide receivers, I like Jarvis Landry. Just a lock and load this weekend with Tannehill. He'll be passing to him. So I think Landry for a cash game is a great play. I'm going back to the well with Allen Robinson. Last week, Barrett shut him down completely. Shut him down completely. And I, you know, when you told me that Barrett was in, I should have just totally backed off Robinson and pulled him out of the tournament I had. And I didn't, and I made a big mistake. So this week, I'm going right back to Allen Robinson. I mean, he's in a great position this weekend. Again, weather, you know, weather permitting. I love Antonio Brown. I think Philadelphia is not what everyone's talking about. They beat Chicago and they beat Cleveland. All right. Now they're going up against, you know, a really strong passing team. I don't think their secondary is going to, you know, withstand what Big Ben's going to give them. I think it's going to be a lopsided game. I'm being contrarian here, but I love Antonio Brown. I'm going right back to Eli Rogers and Jesse James. And you know what? You can't use everybody, but I love this.
Yeah, you know what, Ian? You're not being contrarian, though. Well, maybe you are. Maybe I'm reading it wrong, because if I were to pay up for a wide receiver this week, it would definitely be Antonio Brown. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He had a bad game last week, but was it really a bad game? I think it was more a product of that big rain that was taking place. He had a lot of drops that he wouldn't usually have. I think weather had a big to do with it. And I think people are going to be off him this week just because of the price tag. And if I could find the value, I will get him into my lineup. But I think we're good with wide receiver.
Yeah. And also Cooper and Crabtree. I like Oakland this weekend. I love Mariota this weekend. But if you want to do a correlation play, use Mariota with Rashad Matthews, and then on the other side, use Cooper or Crabtree. You know,
well,
we're
going to get to the correlation play in a minute when we talk tight end.
Okay, fine. Let's move on to tight ends.
A tight end, do you want the correlation play with Mariota? For me, it's Delanie Walker, and it's not even close.
Be careful.
First game,
Walker's got a bad hamstring that just came out today. It just came out this morning. He's supposed to play, but he's got a sore hamstring. I don't believe any of that baloney.
Do you think he's hurt or do you think he's not?
I don't know. I'm going to be careful. I'm not going to make a move on, you know, until Sunday morning, I'm not going to make a decision. But if he's healthy, definitely Walker's great. You know, great correlation. Monitor the injuries.
What you just said is so important, and that's why it's great that we do this podcast now on Thursday, because I didn't see that as of yet. So if Delanie Walker is out, I really like Tajay Sharp in that matchup.
There you go.
I had him listed as a guy, but he wasn't in that ranking. I like the other wide receivers we talked about more, but if Walker is out, Tajay Sharp could get
targets.
Well, let's say if he's limited
Wednesday. Yeah, he didn't practice on Wednesday because he has a sore hamstring. So,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, if
just
he's
be
limited,
careful. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. The other tight ends that I'm considering, again, I'm paying down this week because there's so much value. Jesse James is still 4,500 on FanDuel, and I don't get that. I'm going to have a hard time not playing Jesse James, even though Philadelphia does cover tight ends well. I mean, the guy is 6'8". They're going to have to deal with Brown and Williams and all these other guys that I think Jesse James could score a TD this week. I really do. The other tight end that I have a lot of interest in, and he's owned them through the last two seasons, is the Washington Redskins tight end. What the heck?
Jordan Reed. Sure.
Yeah, those are the three.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Jordan Reed? Jordan Reed's the best receiver on that team. So why not go with the best receiver on the team? You know, and it's going to be a good pace. That's going to be a fast game. So I definitely agree with that, you know. I mean, I like Jordan Reed. I like Dennis Pitta. Okay.
Oh, Pitta, I love.
Tammy did really well last week.
Yeah, he's on the Monday night slate, though, so we can't take advantage of him on the main. But, yeah, that's a great call out.
Well, the people are playing the Thursday, Monday, you know.
Oh, yeah,
again,
that's true. You're right.
Yeah. Hey, folks, the late game on Mondays, always under-owned. So if you're looking for a tight end and you're playing on the Thursday-Monday slate and you still feel like you need a tight end and you want some action on Monday night, use Tammy on Monday night. That's what I really think.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Now, Moncrief is out for Indianapolis, okay? Now, I'm just going to give you a guy. Yeah, he's out. Oh, yeah, he's out. That's what. Moncrief? Yeah, he's out.
Yeah.
So he's out. Okay, I'm going to give you a guy that is going to be under a 0.5% owned for the Colts. Jack Doyle. Use Jack Doyle as a tight end on the Colts. And it'll be under, I'd say under 1% for sure. Nobody's heard of him. But if you look, he had some targets last week. He's the second tight end. Moncrief's out, okay? He's going to get a little bit more action. So if you're looking for a really sleeper, Jack Doyle is who you want on the Colts. And my other pick.
Yeah, that's a good call.
My other pick is on Philadelphia, and that's Trey Burton. I used him the other night. I'm going right back to him. He's a big tight end. He's got great hands. And, you know, if Philadelphia is going to move the ball, they're going to have to go to their tight ends. And, you know, so that's where I'm at on tight ends, you know.
So let's wrap it up on defense.
What do you got for defense?
I got two, and I'm not really going to deviate off of them. I love Miami for the same reasons that you like the Miami offense. I think they're going to shut down Cleveland. I don't think it's even close. Coleman broke his hand. They got a quarterback that's supposedly not ready. Where's the running game? I mean, they have a tight end in Barnage that could do some damage, but that game has blowout written all over it. And Dallas, for the same reason I like Elliott, I see the game as a blowout. Chicago is just like undermanned on both sides of the ball at this point. So I don't really see much of a reason to pay up on defense this week.
Yeah. No, you're right. I like Miami. That's my number one pick. It's going to be chalk, but I really like Miami.
Sometimes chalk is good.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. You know. And, you know, for those of you who play cash games, you know, the kickers, I like Hosker this weekend. But I also, as a rule, I try to pick kickers that are playing in a dome so the weather doesn't affect them at all. So if you're looking for a kicker, you know, check out the kickers if they're playing in domes this weekend and use them. But also, here's a little tip about cash play, okay? What I do with my cash play is I'll pair my quarterback or running back with the opposing defense in a cash game, and I'll tell you why. If my quarterback or running back doesn't go off, that means that defense did their job, and it's just an offset and to balance my lineup out. So I usually don't pair a quarterback with a running back or a wide receiver in my cash games either, because I'm lowering my expectation if they don't go off. So I'm losing two positions. I'm losing my quarterback and wide receiver. So, you know, I stay away from the QB wide receiver in cash, not GPPs, of course, but in cash. But that's just a little tip I just wanted to throw in anyway.
So. Yeah, I agree with that take. Again, it's matchup dependent for me. I agree with all those takes. They're very, very good takes. So.
Yep. You got any stacks for us before we close?
Stacks. There's so much variance this week with games. You know, I like a lot of pieces of a lot of games, so I'm not sure how much stacks I'm going to run. But the only stack that I could see attacking hard this week is either – there's two of them. And it's, again, weather-dependent down with Baltimore and Jacksonville. I could see myself doing a Flacco and the skill position players of Miami, because if Miami gets ahead, Flacco is going to be trying – I didn't mention Flacco as a quarterback, but – you know, that passing game, Flacco or Bortles with their wide receivers from either side, I could see going that way. And the same thing with the Indianapolis-San Diego game. I can stack either way, but I haven't really thought too much about stacks at this point,
okay,
to be honest.
All right. Yeah, my one big stack, and it's going to be low-owned, is Marcus Mariota and Rashad Matthews. That's my stack for the this weekend. So that'll be a low-owned stack if you're looking for some a high-scoring game. I really think Mariota is going to come up huge this weekend, huge. But he's my number one on the GPP side.
You think he might end up being somewhat chalky?
No, I really don't.
By the end of the week,
too many, you know, you got to remember there's so many quarterbacks. So he's going to be 5 to 8% off. That's what.
Okay. Yeah. I buy that.
Yeah, he's going to be 5 to 8% off, and the stack with Rashad Matthews will be under 5%. So, you know,
that might even be lower.
That's where the value is, you know, and that's where the value is in that kind of stack if you're looking for GPPs, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, I'm going to wrap this up, but I just want to let everyone know new website's up and running, fantasysportsus.com. And I also added an affiliate program to it where if you want to earn some extra money to feed your DFS contests, it's a way to go. So go to the site, fantasysportsus.com, and hit the affiliate program. It's pretty interesting. It's up and running, and I wish everyone a great weekend. Evan, you have a great weekend, and hope you take down a lot of money. And one
yeah,
other thing,
I would
I
love
just
it.
Wanted to, yeah, I just wanted to mention one other thing. Last fall, I went to a fantasy boot camp in New York City, and I was with seven of the top DFS players for 8 hours, and I went to lunch with a guy named Al Zeidenfeld, okay? And, you know, him and I talked, and I got a lot of – I wrote down notes and this and that, but Al Zeidenfeld won the $1 million tournament last Sunday on DraftKings. And one tip that he gave me last year was about late swap on DraftKings, and he used it to his advantage – Sunday night. He was down 30 points Sunday night, and he had Lacy in his flex, and he knew that he was in 12th place, and he knew that he didn't have an upside of 30 points. He swapped Lacy out for Diggs. Diggs got 36 points. This guy took down 1.1 million. So, you know, just a little tip about late swap, why I like late swap. And
yeah, that's a great call. I want to add one other thing, too. You mentioned taking notes. I perpetually
yes.
carry around a notebook with me. It's so important because with all the info that you get fed on a daily basis, you can't remember everything. And there might be a take that you hear. It could be over here. It could be something you read. It could be on a blurb on RotoWorld. You're not going to remember it if you don't write it down. So I'm a strong fan of pen and paper and writing everything down.
Yeah, good. Well, I totally agree. Hey, Evan, thank you very much. I appreciate this.
Yep.
And you know, next week we'll be back. Good luck.
Good luck in your contest.
Bye now.